That so many of you could come back tonight, not just for sake of the testimonies, but for even this testimony of a profession of faith in the Lord in the waters of baptism. I was talking to Kara. I don't know if she's here. She's not even here. I was talking to Kara on Thursday, which would have been the day after parent-teacher conferences. And parent-teacher conferences are not always the most exciting week that a teacher would look forward to in the school year. And I was kind of just making conversation with her because I saw her in between classes. And so I said, how do parent-teacher conferences go? And she said, great. And I was like, already kind of surprised, but that was fine. I was like, well, what made it so great? And she's like, well, it's just so great having so many students in my class that I have seen get baptized and that I take communion with every week. And so there is a connection. And obviously not everybody who's a student at the school comes to the church, you know, that we've seen baptized or take communion with. But many are. And that is a connection that we have that is different than physical family, but it is very much the communion and the fellowship that we share. And that actually really does make a difference. So the young lady who's going to get baptized tonight, it happens to be a student at the school as well. And I was confirming with her before the service that it was probably sometime last school year when she asked me if we could work on her getting baptized. And it's taken this long. So it's probably been 5, 6, or maybe more months between when we had that initial conversation and finally making it happen tonight. And even this afternoon, there was some question whether she was going to be able to come because she hasn't been feeling well for 3 or 4 days. And even today hasn't been feeling great. So the Lord gave her strength to be able to come tonight. And so we can finally get this done for her. And she can make this public profession of faith in front of all of us. And that's very exciting. One of the things that we are regularly trying to emphasize is that baptism is actually one of the weapons in our sanctification. It's a God-given weapon for sake of our fighting of sin daily as disciples of Christ. So we want young people who know enough and can make that profession of faith to get baptized and therefore then have that weapon for sake of not choosing sin. In particular, in Romans chapter 6, where Paul is going through that well-known section on should we continue in sin that grace may abound, he says, may it never be. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? And if we've been baptized with him, we've also been raised with him to walk in newness of life. So we die with Christ to sin, and then we are raised to walk with Christ in Christ's life. And Paul says, don't you know? You don't sin, you've been baptized. You've died and you've been raised with Christ. And while that is a spiritual baptism in Romans chapter 6, this is the ordinance that Christ gave us to demonstrate that to the public, to demonstrate that to the world, and definitely to our church families. So Edie Bowers is going to have the opportunity to answer some of my questions and then get baptized in the name of the Lord tonight. We were pretty sure she was going to be tall enough to not need me to hold her or to stand on anything, so awesome. So this is Edie Bowers. She is number 3 daughter of the Bowers. A few months ago, we might have said this is the last daughter to get baptized. Maybe we'll find out now whether daughter or son is coming, but Edie, you are here. You have wanted to do this for a long time. And why? Why do you want to be baptized?
Because I want to. Because I believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again.
Okay, and that's like the gospel. So 1 Corinthians 15 says, "I delivered to you as of first importance, that, you know, that Jesus died, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day." So like that's the gospel. So you want everybody to know that you believe the gospel. Okay. So Jesus died on the cross for our sin. What does sin mean?
Sin is when you anger the Lord.
Okay, when you anger the Lord. And how do you know what angers him and what doesn't?
Well, if you see someone in trouble, you should go help them.
Okay.
And if you say, like, someone asked you if someone got hurt, you're like, nah, nobody got hurt, then you just lied to them.
Okay. So that's a good example of a lie. Do you know what book tells us about what sins are, like that lies are a sin?
The Bible.
Right, the Bible. So it's not like we're making this up. Right? God actually gave us his word and told us what sin is. And God also said that there's a penalty for sin. So what's the penalty, the consequence for
death.
People who sin? Death. Which is why it's so important that Jesus came, right? So then he died so that we don't have to die. Now, was Jesus just a man like us?
No, he was God.
He was God, right? Because if he was just a man like us, well, then he would die just like us. So he wouldn't be able to be a substitute for us. But Jesus was a God. I mean, he was God, and then he became a man, and then he died on the cross. And is he still dead?
No.
Okay, what happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
He totally rose again on the third day. So we're about ready to hit Christmas season, which reminds us of God becoming man. And then a few months later, we have what? What holiday do we have later?
When he died on the cross.
Yeah, when he died and then he rose again. Sunday's called?
Easter,
yeah, Resurrection Sunday. Either one of those. I don't care which one you call it, so that's fine. So he from the dead, and you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to get baptized. Is that because baptism saves you?
No.
Like, if you don't get baptized tonight, does that mean you can't go to heaven?
No.
Okay, so baptism, he tells you to do, and he tells you to do that as a picture of what?
Of dying with Christ and rising again with Christ.
Dying with Christ and rising with Christ. That's right. So your identity is in Christ. So somebody maybe next week is going to see you behaving in a particular way. They might say, you know, Miss Rothenberger in Latin class might say, Edie Bowers, you've been baptized. You're not supposed to act like that, right? So baptized people who have died with Christ and risen with Christ, they follow Christ. So you want all these people to know that you believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Yes.
And you want them to know that you're a Christian.
Yes.
Okay, and that you are going to live a life of being a disciple of Christ.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that your parents have seen that change in your life even in this last year or so. So I'm glad we finally get to do this. Okay? So, Edie, based on your professional faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that should remind us to be praying for Edie and praying for her life as a disciple of Christ. That should also remind all of us who have been baptized to remember our identity in Christ and remember that we're dead to sin and to walk in newness of life like Christ as well. That is all of our responsibility who have been baptized believing in him. So I'm going to pray. Actually, those who are going to lead some singing can go ahead and come on forward. I'll wait while they're making their way up, and then I'll pray. We're going to sing, and then we'll have some testimonies of your thanks.